just seen Chance the Rapper's Buried Alive video. I actually heard the snippet. It's dope. It's cool. See, the thing about it is, like I told you, I never hated Chance. Okay? Don't get it twisted. As much as I've been on this podcast, you know, shitting on people comparing me to Chance the Rapper, I just hated the comparisons. Because me and Chance are not the same person. You can't compare me to someone and we don't make the same music. And at the time, you compared me to him during his lowest low. Know what I'm saying? And it's just stupid because I don't make the type of music Chance the Rapper make. Like I told you, at one point I didn't like Chance the Rapper. When he came out with Acid Rap, I didn't like it at first. But then I gave it a chance and I like it. Went back, and honestly, the only time I heard of the 10 days when I used one of the beats for a mixtape. That's the first time I ever heard about the 10 day. That was back in what, 2014? 13? When I slowly came back making mixtapes after that bullshit ass thing with Kelly Records. So anyway, I noticed fans have a nostalgia thing. Everybody wants artists to go back to the old them. You know what I mean? They want to go back. Like with G-Eazy, he's trying to go back to 2000, to his older days. And fans ain't giving him no slack. Because fans are fucked up. When you're no longer hot, because let me just tell you how much they really don't give a fuck about you. When you're hot, they'll act like they like you. They act like they fuck with you. They act like that you him or her. Once you fall off in the mainstream, because keep in the fuck in mind, you still with these dumb retards who like, these are rappers that fell off, don't realize is that they have a fucking dedicated fan base that don't care if they fell off or not, that still buy their albums, still stream their music, and still go to their shows. They still making money. You, fan who only fuck with them because they were popular, chose to say that they fell off because you are not fucking with them no more. People like you ain't fucking with them no more. You dig? Like Chance the Rapper is special. Big Day was just one mistake. And every rapper has a bad fucking album. I don't know why that one album made people turn on him. Then they forget the fact he had an album called Return when he went back to his old sound. And fans completely ignored that fucking goddamn EP. You know what I'm saying? And then fans are over here like, yes! He divorced his wife. Yes, real music. And you talk about something that's corny. It's real corny to me when fans think that doing drugs make an artist better. It doesn't. Fans think that when an artist is depressed or heartbroken, it makes the music better. It doesn't. I mean, you can use that as motivation, but I just think it's just fucking just emotionally draining. And on top of the fact, it makes it feel like your heartbreak and your shit is disingenuous because you feel like, hey, if I break up with this person, then maybe I can make better music. And the only thing that you're doing is you're not, except for finding your happiness for you, you're trying to pretty much fuck up your relationship to appease a bunch of fucking people. Which makes no fucking sense. It's just disingenuous to me. Like, it's like, it's like if someone's listening to me since that Pip days. I had no wife at the time. I was a kid. And I have a wife and I start making music differently. You know how fans are. The way that you come out is the way that they want to see you. So if I came out in the game young and restless and fucked up, they want me to stay like that. They don't want me to grow as a person. You know what I mean? They don't. And it's weird to me. It's very weird to me how fans are. Like, when they talk about, I hate that laid back. Whenever I told you how in the underground, you know, niggas be wanting artists to, They don't know, they don't want artists to be fully themselves. You can't sit there and say in the underground, artists make what the fuck they want to make. We have a bunch of fucking industry-minded motherfuckers who sit there and tell artists to water down their sound, sound like this, be like this, sound like this, be like this, right? That's what they're saying. And they don't want you to be yourself. They want you to sound like someone's familiar. And if you have a pop sound, they want you to lean into that sound. Which is weird because it's the underground. We're anti-pop here. We're anti-commercial here. So why are you wanting me to do anything that resembles what's popular? That's including trap. That's including drill. Unless you really like that sound, stop telling an artist who don't really do that sound to do that sound because it's fucking popular and they're underground. It makes no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense. And like I told you, man, like, and the Chance the Rapper comparison was the only thing that pissed me off. Because one, I don't sound nothing like that nigga. Two, you did it in the time we dropped his worst fucking goddamn album. Now fans are weird. Yo, now it's, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. I hate when fans do that. You shit on this album, calling it the worst album, made memes about how much I love my wife. I don't care about my wife. Like, I love my wife. He cares about his wife. And that's when dumb asses were like literally calling people simps for saying they love their fucking girlfriend. Remember that? 2017, 18. If you say that you love your girlfriend, you're a simp. That's not what a simp is. I made a podcast about that. If you say you love your wife, you're a simp. Remember that? So you add that in addition to people making pretty much teasing this nigga for loving his wife. That is pretty, y'all some fucking very, 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 very sad ass people. The fact that y'all, yes, he broke up with his wife. He's gonna make better music again. It's fucking pathetic, if you ask me. The fact that if, like, that's why you gotta be careful how you present yourself in this game. If you came into the game, it's like, I often think if ODB got sober and not do drugs and got sober but still had the kooky, you know, attitude, you can still be a kooky person without drugs, will fans fucking respect him? No. They want the old ODB. I miss when you were on drugs. And half these niggas who say that, the most sadistic part is they don't do drugs, never touch drugs, never even drink, but want a person to have a persona at them drinking. Like, my name is Mike Sense. These fools will fucking mistake my last name for Cincy and think smoking weed is part of what I'm supposed to do. They'll make fun of my name. It's weird. It's weird. There's a lot of rappers with weird names, my nigga. That's what I don't fucking understand. When you try to tell these dumbass niggas, especially they don't like you, they will sit there and say, well, your name is weird. And here's another thing, too. If we're underground, why you have people talking, have fans talking like industry, mainstream managers, A&Rs? Prime example with the homeboy Moisturize Kevin. I seen this one coming. Again, it's so retarded how y'all niggas talk like this. This person was like, you know, honestly, bro, I think you should change your rap name so it can be more marketable. You see what I'm talking about? This is the underground. And these fools are not A&Rs. There's normal ass fucking people talking like they're in them corporate offices. That's what makes it corny. It's even more corny if you are them two people who was in the fucking corporate offices. That don't make no damn sense. Canada artists be they fucking self. They gotta rebrand themselves. Again, it's to appease who?
Like I say, bro. Like I told you before, they're not fucking sensitive about Logic. He was going through his shit. What did I say about Logic? Go back to your old sound. Cause it seems to me fans are weird. Go back to your old sound. Don't change it back. What do you do? Made No Pressure. A retirement, quote unquote, album. So I'm gonna retire, by the way, you know. So Jay-Z don't retire. You got fans waiting for OG to make fucking albums. Funny how y'all treat the rappers that already won that old school more respectful than niggas that are old school and underground. No, it's not.
Because cool keeping the games is the 1980s. Never had a plaque, never on the billboards, never won a Grammy. And he gets some respect. But if, but let's be real with it. If that was any other, because he's known in the under, he's known, he's part of hip hop. He's known, like KRS-One knows him, he's in hip hop. Now, if you're a nobody, no one knows you, even the OGs don't know you, and you're making dope music, and you getting treated like shit because no one really knows you, you old nigga, you don't, because you just trying to be famous. And about being famous, I don't know why when niggas, when people see niggas making music, they want to get, they want to blow up. It's weird because y'all be talking about, y'all be looking at niggas who are like 20. You got 20-year-olds making boom bappy beats. So clearly you have 20-year-olds making, you know, boom bappy rap. So that the culture is still preserved. It's not as mainstream as it is. Like I told you, you can be making boom bap your rap all day. You're gonna still have some hating ass niggas tell you, your rhymes are not strong enough. Your bars are not catchy. You don't have enough double entendres. Like you're making that a requirement. Cause you're like, people think like this would be like real hip hop and we don't like the mainstream. You're no different because you're doing the same thing. You're doing the exact same thing that someone told me to do hyperpop. You're the same thing as when someone tried to compare Chance the Rapper and make pop music. It's only you're leaning towards the real hip hop side. Instead of letting the artists be themselves and really show what they can do. You're limiting the artist is what you're doing. You know, and then again, like when they say you have to, in order to grow, you have to disappoint the fans. And the thing about fans, they don't want to be disappointed. But they'll complain about you not making, you're not evolving your sound, which to me is a meme at this fucking goddamn point with Cassidy. Because I remember him doing that one time and fans ripped him apart for it. Don't tell an artist to do something and then when they give in to your demands, you change the goalposts. And y'all do that a lot. Can't say, listen to your fans. Then we listen to you, you change the goalposts. It's fucking stupid. It's either you want us to fucking do this, or you don't. Or we just don't listen to your fucking ass and do what the fuck we want to do. Unless you just talk amongst yourselves. So I'm just saying, you can call it fan bashing, but it needs to be said. No one's saying this shit. No one is saying this shit from an artist perspective. I don't care about the numbers, all that shit. A lot of artists probably think like this, but they don't want to talk about it. But I'm going to talk about it. You know, and I ain't saying that there's bad fans. Some fans, they understand it. But I'm talking about the ones who just really act like they're real fans and talk like this. Especially like in the underground. There's no rules in the underground. There's no rules in music, period. Yet you're making rules. Y'all fucking glorify the artists that are rule breakers and challenging the listener and challenging the landscape of music and put them on a high pedestal like the Princes and all of them. And then when we get inspired by these artists, even in the rap, you got the Kool Keys, you got the Under 3000s, you got the Kendrick Lamar's, you got rappers who are really challenging the landscape of fucking rap, rapping over beats and samples that you ain't never heard. And you get inspired by that because you put them up on high pedestals for doing that and breaking out the mold. And we underground nobody rappers do it because you want to have a fucking character arc like it's wrestling to just be a copycat until we find our own sound. You see how fucking, I don't know, someone actually told me this. You know how fucking, you see how it's a word for that. I can't figure out that word. It's like you're trying to build a story. It's like you want this artist to go through an arc, which is weird to me because fans were never doing this before. Now, if an artist like, because they think that I'm 16, 17, and I'm trying to find my way. No, nigga, I've been doing my way. You can say that back when I was 19, I was trying to rap like Kool Keith. But now that was me trying to find my way. Now it's kind of backwards. Now you got niggas trying to sound like mimic. You got niggas wanting rappers to mimic other rappers. You got niggas out here mimicking. That's why when somebody told this one dude who sound like Earl Sweatshirt, you need to find your own self. I thumbed that shit down. Fuck you. It's too late for that. After being told I'm supposed to sound like Skipper the Flipper, rap over his beats, and da da. Like, but that's the, I don't give a fuck if that's a troll. A lot of people say that. It's not just him. A lot of people say this. You need to rap more modern. This is the underground, by the way. Because when in the underground have you heard niggas tell niggas how to fucking make their own make music? Since when in the underground have you heard niggas do that? You got kids making fun of lyrical rappers talking about, man, you uncle rapper. That's why I'm really low-key happy that they banned TikTok. It's so fucking annoying when I hear niggas say, when you got these kids, these Gen Zs. I'm not saying all of them are like that, but you know what I'm talking about. The ones who want to attack the old school rap style. If you don't like lyrical rap, that's fine. But when you go on someone else's page who does lyrical rap and call them garbage for doing it, and they're not even on that wave of dissing mumble rappers. Y'all sound like fucking like underprivileged. You sound like privileged fucking kids. You sound like that kind of kid that be like, leave the youth alone. Leave us alone. But then say, okay, fine, we'll leave you alone. Leave us alone. You do you, we do us. But you know, I'm just saying, I'm not. What?
More food? Food? Alright, got the kitchen. Come on. But it is what the fuck it is. I stand by what I say. This cat wants to eat.